This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, good morning. This is Arvinya Viraj and you are tuned in to Enterprise. And today's episode is going to be all about sleep, or more specifically, a good night's sleep. Because what is the number one thing you need for a good night's sleep? A really good mattress, right? Well, here to talk about his line of mattresses is Fabio Michelli. He is the founder of Sono, which is an online mattress company that sells a single type of mattress with three different sizes.
So my name is Fabio Michelli. I'm Italian. I've been living in Malaysia in the past 5 years. I've been working in digital marketing for the past 6 to 7 years. I started back in Italy with Airbnb.com. Then when I moved to Malaysia, I started working in a digital marketing agency, and I've been on the agency side since then. Then I experienced myself the pain of buying a new mattress, and as an entrepreneur, because my spirit is very entrepreneurial, I discovered that there is a problem to be solved. And that's the reason why I started with Sono. And Sono is a lifestyle brand in the mattress industry. So we provide a high quality mattress that we only sell online. We give free delivery. We ship the mattress vacuum compressed in a box. And then you have 100 nights trial. So that means that you can sleep on it for 100 nights. For whatever reason, you're not comfortable, the mattress is not for you, we pick it up for free and we refund you the money.
Over the next half an hour, we'll be talking more about what's special about Sono's mattresses, what happens to a mattress when you send it back, when you return it, and the challenges of operating an online mattress company. Okay, you must have studied the market, of course, you know, before coming up with something like Sono, before coming up with the concept. So what was the pain point that you wanted to address with a fully online mattress store like Sono?
So first of all, I highlighted three different problems. So the first one is about the process. So traditionally, the process to purchase a new mattress is you go to the store, to the brick and mortar store, you lay down for 5 minutes on several mattresses, and then in those 5 minutes where you're full dressed with your shoes on and with a salesman that is staring at you, you have to decide what's the best mattress for you. So we really believe that's not the way, that's not enough. Then there is another big problem, it's about money. So high quality mattresses are extremely expensive. And the reason why is that the markup is very high and in the industry, and then also shipping and warehousing is a big issue because it's a bulky item. And then the third is about the variety. There are a lot of mattresses, dozens of mattresses when you go to the store, and most of the time we don't have the knowledge to understand which is the best mattress, which is the best materials, springs, latex, pillow top. We just don't have a clue. We just want to sleep well. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I came with a solution. So the process is very easy. It's only online. We only sell it online, as simple as possible. And then we give the 100 nights trial. So you can sleep on it and be sure that the mattress is right for you. Then the second is about the price. So since we only sell online, we cut out the middleman, we are directly to consumer business, we can slash the prices. So we can sell a premium product at a competitive, very competitive price. Mm-hmm. And then the third about the variety, we just sell one mattress. So you can't go wrong, it's as simple as that. You don't have to spend hours and days, you know, searching and understanding all the details about the product. You just buy online, receive it at home, free delivery, and then you can sleep on it. That's really the best way to understand if the mattress is good for you. And regarding the question about the numbers and the data, so I can tell you that the mattress industry is a $30 billion industry and is steadily growing at more than 6% a year. Asia Pacific has the largest share of this market, and it's also the fastest growing. So it's a very interesting market. And this is due to home ownership rate, growing middle class, strong replacement demand, and also health concern. So all these are driving people to buy more often, replace more often, or to buy new mattresses. On the other side, we have the e-commerce. So the e-commerce industry in Southeast Asia is booming, and it's really just the beginning. It's going to be a $88 billion industry by 2025, and it's growing at a 40% rate a year. So we are only at the beginning of this. If you put together the two industry, you know that the numbers are there and makes totally sense to, you know, to start this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about the mattresses themselves. You know, the price tag on the mattresses aren't super premium, but they aren't exactly cheap either. So what's special about Sono mattresses?
So first of all, the mattress is designed in Italy, which is, you know, as we know, a trendsetter and a global leader in design. So the mattress has a premium removable cover. That means that you can remove it with a zip, so you can easily wash it, which is really, really convenient. Then we have three layers. The first one is natural latex, then we have a memory foam, and then we have the support foam. So the feeling is that is soft on top, but actually the mattress is going to support you. So you're not going to sink on it. And we have no springs, because springs are considered very unhealthy, because they have been linked to certain disease. And the reason why is because springs are made of metal, and metal work as an antenna. So think that you're sleeping every day, if you're sleeping on a spring mattress, you're sleeping on a giant antenna, which is amplifying all the electromagnetic fields that you have at home in your bedroom. So this is really unhealthy. So that's the reason why we don't use springs. And then we have a very cool technology, which is the no partner disturbance. This is how we call it. That means that when you have two people sleeping on the bed, if one is moving a lot while sleeping, the other one is not going to feel anything. And it's very common that two people have different sleeping habits. So this is really, really important technology to help couples sleeping better.
Right, so you have one type of mattress, but a few different sizes.
Yes, so we, as I mentioned before, we want to try to avoid any confusion. So we just sell one mattress at the most common sizes, which is single, queen, and king. So the single size, it sells at $1,799, the queen $2,699, and the king $3,199.
And how does that compare, you know, to like other brands, you know, who, you know, other brands in that same range and, you know, they have that same kind of quality, I guess.
So this is way cheaper compared to the same quality products that you find traditionally in retail stores. Yeah, you can spend an average between somewhere between 6,000 and 12,000 ringgit.
Okay.
But mattresses can cost also way more. You can go up to 25,000 ringgit for good quality, most famous international brands.
What is your target market like? You know, who are your customers? Who are the customers that you're targeting with Sono?
So in terms of age, it's between 28 and 44. And it's, you know, people that are, you know, buying a new house or they want to upgrade their sleep because they're sleeping on a low quality product. They're mainly part of the middle class, so not high end, but also, you know, not very cheap, because we are not, you know, we are not selling that cheap, and it's a premium, it's still a premium product, and so that's our core target audience.
Okay, let's talk about marketing for a second. How do you market mattresses that people cannot test beforehand?
They can. That's not. That's
once
not
they buy it, right?
Yes. So, okay. As I mentioned, the best way to try the mattress is sleep on it, right? So even if you go to the store and if you lay down for 10 minutes on the mattress, you won't know how is the feeling of sleeping on it. So you can actually try. You can actually test it. So you just buy, you get it at home, and you can test it for 3 months at home. So that's enough time to understand if the mattress is good for you. So you want to be sure that you can try the mattress and sleep on the mattress in your bedroom with your partner, you know, at home, to understand if the mattress is good for you. the story is really not enough, and you don't have enough time to understand that and to know that.
Okay, so how about before they buy it? Like, you know, how do you promote it and create that awareness to people that who might not know about Sono yet?
Yeah, we are an online business, so we most of the marketing we do is online. So we focus on Facebook, on Instagram, and Google, which is where all the people nowadays are. So we have to be there. We do a lot of content. We do a lot of education. We have a blog where we talk about healthy lifestyle. We talk about food. We talk about sport and exercise. And we talk about sleep. And this is the way how we bring users to the website and how we find customers.
Stick around, we'll talk more about Sono and their comfort-guaranteeing mattresses when we come back. This is Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Enterprise. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and joining us this morning is Fabio Michelli. He is the founder of Sono. It's an online mattress company that sends mattresses directly to your doorstep. They let you use the mattress for 100 days, and if you're not happy, you return it, they refund it, no question, no hassle whatsoever. So, 100 days. That's how long you let customers test your mattresses, right? So why so long? Like, if I buy a mattress, isn't like a week or 2 weeks enough for me to decide if I like it or not? I either like the mattress or I don't like it, no?
So 1 week is really not enough. Okay. Also because especially when you're coming from a lower quality mattress, it takes some time for your body to adjust. So the feeling will be totally new, will be totally different. And it takes usually 3 to 4 weeks to your body to adjust to it. So 100 days, we feel it's enough, but not too much, you know, to understand if the mattress is right for you. So not less than that.
What is the return rate like? You know, do you have those numbers? And, you know, if a mattress comes back to you, then what happens to the mattress? Like, what do you do with the mattress?
So the return rate is lower than expected. So that means that the customers are happy with the product. And what we try to do is we work with charities. And when we have mattresses return, it's very important to highlight that we cannot resell those mattresses. So the mattresses cannot be compressed again and rolled and put inside the box. So once they return to us, we work with charities to give away those mattresses to people in need.
Was that a challenge for you, you know, as a company, you know, trying to figure out what to do with these mattresses that are returned to you?
No, when you can give something back, you know, we are happy to do that. So we know we have something that we cannot resell, and instead of dispose of them, makes more sense for us to help someone. So it's never been an issue or a problem or, you know, a question about what to do.
Right. So being an online mattress company, you must have had some challenges when setting up the business. Walk us through some of them. Like, what were they?
Well, challenges are on daily basis, so as any business. At this stage, probably the biggest challenge we have is build trust, because as a new brand and selling a premium product, we know that we are not talking about, you know, a low budget. It's an investment. It's a long-term investment for people. So we are still in the way of building that trust so that people can really trust of the product we have that is good, and also if it's not good for them, that they can return it and they will be able to get the refund. So, you know, as a new company, you always have to build that trust, and that takes some time, especially when you're selling this kind of products.
And how would you solve something like that? You know, you mentioned getting people to trust your brand, and that's difficult for online brands. So how are you solving that issue?
Well, there are many ways to do that. One way is, for example, to work with more established brand that can help you build that trust, so that people already trust one brand. If you work in partnership or you run a campaign with them, that's easier to transmit that trust to your brand. So this is the main way we're doing at the moment.
You have a partnership with Common Ground. Common Ground is, of course, a co-working space, our biggest chain of co-working spaces, actually. What do you do for them? Like, how does Sono factor into Common Ground?
We have two Sono rooms in two of their locations, in Damansara Heights and Bukit Bintang. So it's a space for all the members of the space to relax, rest, recharge, and basically have a nap. So it's totally branded where they can experience our brand, and at the same time, they can be more productive. This is what we want from them. We don't want them to be more sleepy. We want to be them more productive. Mm-hmm. And so it's scientifically proved that a nap, 20 to 40 minutes every day, can really help your memory and your body to be better, to be more productive. So this is what we're doing.
Are you reaching out to other offices and other companies as well to sort of use to have their own Sono rooms?
For now, it's a partnership that we want to just give to Common Ground. Okay. But in the future, it's something that we can explore.
Okay. Do you have competitors or indirect competitors in the market?
So there are some players starting in the region, mm-hmm. But we are really one of the first few of them. So this is going to pick up a lot. So we will ultimately have competitors, but we really try to focus on what we do, our work and our customers and our products. So that's where our focus is. So we are pretty sure that competitors will come. It's normal. And around the region, there are starting few. But again, we really focus on our customers and what we have.
Tell me about your team. Like what's the organization at Sono like?
So we are a very small team. We are around 5-6 people. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to be sure to start soon and to start lean, to be flexible. Because when you really start a business, you start with a lot of assumptions, but you never know what can happen. So you want to be sure that you're flexible enough, that you're small enough to adapt and move, you know, as quick as possible. So we started small. Of course, we are planning to grow and we're planning to hire more people. But again, customers first. So we are focused on that and to get as much feedback as possible before scaling up.
Right. What kind of feedback have you gotten so far? And how much does the feedback sort of affect or impact your products and the way your company functions? Because, you know, because mattresses are very subjective things, right?
No, the product can change in the future based on the feedback. So we take every review and every feedback that we have seriously and to understand what we can improve, how can we make it better. Of course, there is a range which is personal preference, but then, of course, if you receive a lot of messages, a lot of reviews about a specific issue, then you have to consider. So feedbacks are very important for us, and we're going to take that to improve and maybe in the future work on next level. But so far the review has been good, and the feedback has been good. We also have customers writing poems for us.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that's pretty nice. So we start from that.
About your product line, you have a single mattress type at the moment. Are there plans for more products in the future?
Yeah, we are planning to expand the product line. We're gonna start with pillows very soon.
Nice.
And then we will have a few more things down the road.
More mattresses?
Possible also more mattresses. Possible.
Okay, let's talk about expansion. Where do you see Sono in, say, 3 years from now?
Yeah, so we are planning to expand to Singapore very soon. Mm. Very, very soon. And then for this year, that will be our focus, Singapore and Malaysia. So as the two main markets.
If you are in the market for a new mattress, you can check out sleepsono.com. And also stick around because Resource Center is coming up in just a bit after some music and some messages. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Enterprise with Fabio Michelli, founder of Sono on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.